Okay. We left off on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph through Lamed Gimel Amud Beis in the story of Rav Krivid Ravidi Baravin, in which we saw that there were a number of girsa'ot. Each girsa had its own way of understanding the machlokas between Rav Chista on one hand and Abayi and Rava on the other hand. And the girsa that we ended up with was the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rav Idi Baravin brought Edim that he was a Karov, not that he was Karov Tvei, but that he was a Karov. And his one upmanship was the fact that he had Edim as opposed to the other Karov who had no Edim. And here we have a principle of Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. And because of that principle of Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, Rav Idi is a Vadai and the Karov is a Safek, so Rav Chista awarded the Karka to Rav Idi. When Rav Idi requested the Peros, so here we have a machlokas between Abayi v'Rava and Rav Chista. According to Abayi and Rava, Hainu hach, if Rav Idi is a Vada, he should get the Peros. Mashenken, according to Rav Chista, he doesn't get the Peros. And the explanation which is given is that he has amigo. He has amigo that he could have said he didn't eat the Peros. What do Abayi and Rava do with amigo? So what we suggested last time was perhaps that there is a machlokas in terms of the principle of Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. Is this a birur or is this a hachroa? If it's a birur, you can't be a machalik. If the karka is his because Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, then the peros are his as well. It's like amigo makom edim. Masha enkein, if we're dealing with the hachroa, so here there's already room to distinguish that we're machriya in terms of the karka, masha enkein in terms of the peros. Here we have a question as to what maybe the Migo will work, maybe the Migo won't work. In any case, that was the direction that we took last time. But the Baal Hamor has his own direction, and he sets up a principle, a shoresh, l'kol ha-chazakos v'hashmuos, v'chol ha-chazakos, sense of a principle, v'chol ha-Torah kula, that stems from this sugya. So let's look at the Baal Hamor together, try and understand what his principle is and what perhaps it is based on. Krived Ravidi Baravin, says the Baal Hamor, also Ravidi Baravin, Aisi Sade de Iru Krive. This is the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel. Lo Garsinon de Ihu Mikriv Tve. Because then, why would we have the language of Kevon de Odi Odi? Have a little memor, Malu Shakir Mokom Edim Lo Amrina, Kedimrin Le'el, Kedimrin Le'kamon. Ela kevon da aisi ravidi baravin sahade diu krive, bahu gavra lo aisi sahade klal. So then the Baal Hamor continues, kom le hahu gavra becheskas rachok. And once he is kom le becheskas rachok, lo amrinan mali l'shaker midi diibo yamar lo achle meolam, yochol meimar le in achle vididi achle, da ana mikriv na tve. The Lav Kol Kamine Lememer Hoch. He wants to explain Abayi and Rava, what do they do with the Migo that he could claim Lo Achle Mi Olam? This Migo is cancelled out. Why? Me Achar Shebecheskas Rochok Hu Omeid. What does this phrase mean? So we have to continue in the Baal Hamor. Vehu Hadin Nami Beman Damer Miplanya Zavinto Dezavne Minach. This was the Gemara that we saw in the Arbakashta Dalia and the Memala from his base. The I lesle sahade the dorve hahu kama yoma chad yoma kamaise de rafchia de lekaman lav kol kamine lememar ano chazise de dorve chad yoma ado amar kamai didi zavna minach the I lo amrinan le aisi sahade kedeka amres de dorve hahu kamoch chad yoma lechi hechi de chazis le at. I efshar de rohave le name achrine, ve edus yom echad im emes ha yahadavar shedorbo, kalahi lohavi edim alei. That he understands, that the Baal Hamor understands, that we can't have over here amigo, we can't apply amigo that we should believe him, that this person, that he bought it from this other person, etc., unless he has edim. Because it's called to bring edim, ubekol halein ta'anisa lo amrinan mali l'shaker. Namely, the rule over here that he's bringing is that migo is limited. Migo is only in a situation where it's hard to bring Edim. But in a situation where it's easy to bring Edim, then we can't apply the Migo. So since over here, since Rav Edi brought Edim that he was a Karov, had the other individual been a Karov as well, then he should have been able to bring Edim. So we're not going to give him a Migo. We're not going to give him a Migo to get out of paying the Peros that he could have claimed, I didn't eat Peros at all, because in a situation where it's easy to bring Edim, the Migo doesn't get off the ground. Aval b'chad sahado de gimel shnei chazaka, inami deleka sahado klal, lamrinan maligo shakir. To bring Edim on 3 years, that already is difficult. That already is, there we would say, that edus chazaka begimel shanim ritzufos, koshehu lahavid. To bring Edim on 1 day, that's not a big deal. To bring Edim on 3 years, that's difficult. So when we're dealing with 3 years, there the Migo applies. And we'd say, hadra adra v'lo hadra peir, izeh hatam shoresh kol hachazakos, v'hashmuos mochichos lekach. This is what the Baal HaMor is saying, and the Ramban understood the Baal HaMor in this way as well. Look in the Ramban, Amar HaKosef, pitui dvarim huzeh, that he views the Baal HaMor as being honey-tongued, and saying things that really, if you look into them, they're not as he presents them. The adaraba diras yom echad koshehu lahavi edim alei. That the Baal HaMor says to bring edim on 1 day, that's not a big deal. To bring edim on 3 years, that's a big deal. Pum fakert, bring edim on 1 day. The kevan de lamashich zimnei lo yedina. V'ro oso shnayim u'shrosha b'nei adam enam kshurim baragol shiavi imanu lebestin. How are you going to find edim b'diyuk, punkt on that day, that there were edim, and even if there were edim, are they tied to us that they're going to come to Bezdin achar kamashanim? V'harei afilu nosan b'diraso b'laylo, mishchei hivshit keilo v'yotza, havei cheskoso shalokei achazaka, avai yomar afilu nira v'chulei, v'tam ze pashut v'eino tarach lifnim. V'ikar hadin sha'amar, namely the principle of the Baal HaMor, the lo amrinan migo bedover hakal lohavi alav edim eino, and he brings rayas against the Baal HaMor. Okay, so let's since we already have the Baal HaMor giving his principle, in other words, that the rule over here is that we don't apply a migo in situations where it's easy to bring edim, and the Ramban seconds it that that's what the Baal HaMor is saying. He disagrees with it, but that's what Baal HaMor is saying. Let's try to understand. What is this rule? Why should Migo be limited to situations where it's difficult to bring Edim? But if it's easy to bring Edim, then we're not going to apply Migo. What do you say? How would you understand the Svara of the Baal HaMor? As to whether there are rayas for or against, that's Machlokes Baal HaMor and the Rabban. What over here is the Svara of the Baal HaMor?
It sounds familiar. It sounds similar to what we said by the Gaonim, that if you have a shtar, should be able to bring a shtar, then you have to bring it. You can't bring any other things instead. If you have a really good raya, then you can't bring a less powerful.
Okay, so Daniel is assuming that we have a chakira about Migo. Is Migo a din in koach taina, or is Migo a din in birur? So Daniel is taking the assumption, we'll take it step by step, that we're going to view Migo as a birur. We saw that's the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. Therefore, Migo d'hawa zalo amrinan, Migo beitrei lo amrinan, Migo lahotzi lo amrinan. Migo is a birur. Migo is a birur of a certain nature. It's a birur which is to a certain degree. It can work lehachzik. It can't work lehotzi. Edim, on the other hand, are a stronger birur. They work even lehotzi. So Daniel says, maybe we have over here a principle that when will Chazal allow us to use a weaker birur, that's in a vacuum. But in a situation where there could be a stronger birur, we have to bring the stronger birur. We can't be samach on the weaker birur. Can anyone bring a shita from the Gemara to back up this approach of Daniel, that where the Daniel quoted it in the name that we said in the name of the Gaonim? It's true, but we said in the name of the Gaonim, we also brought a Gemara that backed it up. That we saw in Baba Metzia on Daf Pe Gimel Amud Aleph, that we have the Shita of Isi Ben Yehuda in the world of Shuas HaShomrim. Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, third line in Pe Gimel Amud Aleph Baba Metzia, Ein Roe Shuas Hashem Tiyeh Ben Shnehem. Hayesh Roe Yavi Raya v'yipater. When do we say that we're going to believe a shomer with the shvuas hashomrim, that if he was a shomer chinam, it was taken b'gneiva v'aveda, if he was a shoel, that it was mesa machmas malacha, if he was a shomer sachar, that we had over here in Ones. When are we going to believe the shomer with the shvua? That's in the makom she ein roeh, where edim are not found. In other words, that he had left the pikadon and tied to in a field, there are no edim around. But if we're dealing with something which is in Times Square, where there are edim that are around, then ma'pitam we should be somech on a shvua. Yavi raya v'yipater. Let him bring edim. Namely, shvua is a birur. Shvua is a birur that I'm telling the truth. I wouldn't risk my olam haba over money. I'm not going to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the picture unless I'm telling the truth. So shvua is a birur. But edim is a stronger birur. So when there is a possibility of a stronger birur, then I'm not going to bring in a weaker viewer. This shita that Daniel is suggesting, basing ourselves, and if you recall, we brought this also in terms of Nahar Pekod. We saw over there that why in Nahar Pekod, you know, it's when the person borrowed the donkey, and the fellow said, take it anywhere, but don't take it to Nahar Pekod, because there's water there. And the fellow says, well, I took it to Nahar Pekod, and there wasn't water there. So, and I could have claimed I took it elsewhere. So that's amigo makom edim. Why is it amigo makom edim? So we saw over there in the Shita Mekubet says that it's amigo b'makom edim, meaning the amigo makom edim over there means that this is amigo where you should have had edim. In other words, that since in Nahar Pekod, had there not been water, you should be able to bring edim that there wasn't water. Nahar Pekod is a very, very well-traveled route. So if that's your claim, bring edim. You can't use a migo where you could have brought edim. So just like the Shita Mekubetzes over there said that migo is limited, you can't bring a migo where you should have edim. Just like we saw in Isi Ben Yehuda, such a daya, that's what over here the reasoning is, that the migo is limited because you should bring edim. There is a ritva later on. We haven't come to it yet. I'll just give you the Maar Makom, who basically, I think, says this in one line. The Ritva is on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Dibur Hamaschil Achazite L'da'ate, where the Ritva says over there, V'i Isa, the Dar Beit Chad Yoma, had the situation been that supposed phantom middleman had actually lived on the land for one day, Haveluhu L'b'nei Adam L'meida, there should be edim that saw him there. V'dam yelamai damrinan ba'alma yesh roeh yavi raya v'yipater. And he brings in Isi ben Yehuda. Namely, this is the Baal Hamor, l'chore. I mean, this could be the Baal Hamor. This could be what the Baal Hamor is saying. That had he been there, chad yoma, we should be able to bring edim. And in a place where we should be able to bring edim, there we're not going to be somech an amigo. The im emes haya hadavar shedarbo, kalahi lo havi edim, reading in the Baal Hamor, ubechol halein tanisa, lo amrinon mali l'shaker. Okay, that's Daniel's, that's certainly a possibility. If, however, we say, that's one side of the coin, if, however, we say that migo is koach ta'ana, that migo is a rule of bezdin, that when we have a situation of suffix, we have Taina A, and we have a post-Taina A, Taina B, and Beis Din don't know what to do, but Taina B, namely the Toen and the Nitan, he has a reserve Taina, that on his reserve Taina he would have been believed, and so the Beis Din then takes the Nemonis of the reserve Taina and applies it over here. How would that work in this instance, yes?
If it's easy to find Adi, maybe you're not bringing Adi in Zagarayas, in the case where we said, if you can't bring your star, it's a race on your claim. So to
hear
there should be
aid,
if you can bring them, it should also be
race on your claim. Okay, so the other Daniel is raising an option that I'd like to just hold off 1 minute, and then we'll come to his option that we have over here, Reusa. Is there something that can be said parallel to what Schreiber said? Parallel to what Schreiber said in terms of Birur, maybe in terms of Koach Taina. Koach Taina is a rule. We have these rules that Beis Din was told to use when they're up against a situation where it's not clear exactly what to do. Who do we believe? Do we believe Party A? Do we believe Party B? In the world of Iser Veheter, we also have a set of rules. We have a set of rules, Safek Rabbanim Lekula. We have a set of rules that Sveik Sveika, we go Lekula. These are rules. It's very interesting that in this parallel case, in Iser Veheter, if one, we have a kuntris of the Sveik Sveika of the Shach and Simon Kuf Yud, he says that we find in all of these rules limitations. Namely, that if Efshar Levarer, if we're dealing with a situation which lends itself to Birur, then you can't use these rules. If we have a Sveik Sveika, but, you know, if we publicize the case, maybe Edim will come, then you can't be somech on a Sveik Sveika. That's the famous tshuva of the Rashba in that direction. Hu Adin, we can't be somech on Safek Drabanan Lekula in a situation which lends itself to Birur. So it could be that even if we're dealing not in the realm of viewing Migo as a Birur, but we have stronger Birurim, but even if we're going to go view Migo as a rule of Beis Din, as a Koach Taina, then we could say that the Beis Din were given these powers to take into account a reserve Taina only in a situation of Efshar Levarer. Just like we find that the rules in Iser Veheter are limited by Efshar Levarer, also the rules in Choshen Mishpat can be limited by Efshar Levarer. No, that's an option as well. In other words, that I'm just trying to take it out of the chakira of koach taina or birur. Be migo a koach taina. Be migo a din of birur. We could say that if there's room to bring either a stronger birur or bichlal to bring a birur over, then Beis Din would not be allowed to bring in a koach taina. Beis Din would not be allowed to bring in nemonis from reserve taina. However, I think that there certainly is room for Daniel Gutenberg's direction. And let's just bring the makar of that in Chazal, that we have a Gemara in Ksuvos on Daf Tetzayin Amud Aleph. A woman is getting divorced, or she is recently Ha'isa Shinis Armala. That's the case, that's the way the parak begins on Daf Tetzvav Amud Beis. Ha'isa Shinis Armala Onis Garsha. So she gets her Ksuva. She claims that when she got married, she was a Psula, and that what's coming to her is a Ksuva of Matayim Zuz. And the Yorshim, or the Baal, they claim Mapitom. When you got married, you were not a Besula. The Ksuva coming to you is only 100 Zuz, half a Ksuva, and she wants 200 Zuz. So the Gemara says, let's try and bring some proof to what was. So the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, points out as follows. That even though Rov Nashim Besulos Nisaos, that Lachorah she has a Rov on her side, Kilo Asu Eidim Mayhave, so why does she have to bring a proof? Why can't we simply be Somech on Rov? Again, assuming that Holchim B'mamon Achar HaRov, that itself is a Machokes Rabu Shmuel, Amaravina, Mishum Di'ika LeMeimar, Rov Nashim Besulos Nisaos, Umiyut Almanos. However, Kol Hanises Besula, Yesh La Kol. That when a woman is married as a Besula, Yesh La Kol. That there are wedding albums. There are notices in the New York Times. There is a Kol that the woman who got married as a Besula would have a certain dress, a certain attire. That there is Eidim Shiyotzas Behinuma, Verosha Parua. That she dressed in one manner, Masha Enkin and Almana, didn't have the Hinuma, didn't have Rosha Perua. And therefore, Zo, Hoil Ve'en Lakol, Isra La Ruba. In other words, so the fact that this woman can't bring a wedding picture, something is fishy. Every woman has a photographer. Every woman has a wedding picture. The fact that she's not bringing the wedding picture, that's a Reusa in her Taina, that she was a Besula. So also, Daniel suggests over here, the fact that this person claims he's a Karov, but he can't find anyone to back him up that he's a Karov, that itself is an Anansad, that he's not a Karov. That itself is a Reusa in his Taina. That's what the problem is over here. That's what the Baal Hamor uses the phrase, Kom Leyahu Gavra Becheskas Rachok. That's his phrase. In other words, that the fact that Rav Idi has Eidim that he's a Karov, and this person can't bring Eidim that he's a Karov, we view him b'cheskas rachok. Now, this is not an issue over here in terms of that the migo shouldn't be used if we have
a higher level of birur, even if the koach taina shouldn't be used if efshar levarer. But rather, the lack of edus that he's a karov is a raya that he's not a karov. We have kainan nan sahadeh that he is not a karov. The lack of a kol is a reyusa. So the Baal HaMor could be A, could be B, could be C. Namely, the Baal HaMor could be Daniel Schreiber, that Nachon, that Migo is a birur, but Edim is a higher level of birur, and Isi ben Yehuda has this rule, we're never going to use a lower birur like a Shvua or a Migo if we can have a higher birur like Edim. Or the Baal HaMor could be that maybe Migo is Koach Taina, but just as we find in the rules of Safek, that we're not going to be Somech Lekula b'makom she'efshar levarer. We're not going to be Somech on Safek Drabanan Lekula. We're not going to be Somech on Sveik Sveika. So just as we have these rules, these limitations in the world of Iser V'Heter, maybe Hua then we have these limitations in the world of Choshen Mishpat. Or maybe, which is Medayik in the language of the Baal HaMor, Kom Rei B'cheskas Rachok. The lack of being able to bring Edim is a Reyusa in the Taina. And it's as though Anan Sahadeh, that he is not a Karov, and therefore, according to Abaye and Rava, he loses not only the karka, he also loses the peros. We're not going to use amigo against an anan sahadeh. Okay? Those are all what the Baal HaMor points out. The Ramban says that simply the rule is wrong. The rule is wrong. The Ramban says, I can bring you case after case, which are situations which, according to the Baal HaMor, I shouldn't be able to use amigo, but the Gemara uses amigo, and he points out the Yeshal of Tshuvos, the Garstin and Lekan Perak Yesh Nochin, the Rabbanan, Yakir, Lamali. Why do we need a pasuk of Yakir that we believe the father, that his son gets Pishnayim? Lo Yehei Ela de Kaboi Le Meitan Le Matana. Lechore, he has amigo. In other words, even if it had not been his son at all, he could give any gifts that he wants when he's alive. So the fact that he claims that this is his bechor, and he's going to get pishnayim, he could give the stranger a matana. But if we say that lechora, it's kalahavi edov in bechorhu, how can you have amigo? According to the Baal HaMor, lechora, this should be something that people know that this child is a bechor. And it brings another case where a person says Bini Ne'eman, and again he's believed because of a Mali Lushakir. He could pater his wife from the Yibum with a get. So the fact that he claims that he has a child from his wife, in other words, we believe him with amigo. But again, in other words, to say that he has a child, he should be able to bring Edom, just like Rav Edi Bar Oven's competitor should be able to bring Edom. So he brings case after case, which according to the standards of the Baal HaMor are Kalahavi Edom. And yet the Gemara uses, Lechora, the Gemara seems to use, a concept of Migo. So you won't get involved in the Lamdus, but Yitachen, that there is room to distinguish that the cases that the Ramban is bringing are not cases of Migo. They're cases that we call Biyodo, namely that he could change the situation. Biyodo is also a form of Ne'emanus. We pointed out that Al-Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar, Eid Echad is Ne'eman B'Yisurim unless it's Ischazik Yisura, but the moment that it's Ischazik Yisura, we don't say Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim unless it's Biyado. So these cases, I could give a Matana, I could be Megarish my wife, these are not cases so much of Migo, these are cases of Biyado. So the fact that Biyado applies even in situations where it's easy to bring Eidim doesn't mean necessarily that a Migo would work in those situations. Okay, in any case, we have over here a rule that the Baal HaMor views as a shoresh l'kol ha-chazakos, and the Ramban disagrees with the rule. Ad kan hakof ha'alef. That completes. Does anyone have any ha'aros or questions on the sugya of Krivei d'Rav Edi Bar Oven? Okay. So we saw, according to the three different girsos, girs of the Rashbam, the girs accorded by the Rashba and the Ramban, and the girs of Ben Hananel, each of them has a different machlokas between Rav Chista and Abaye Varava. This point on the top line of Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, we come to a very unusual Gemara. Zeh Omer Shel Avosai v'Zeh Omer Shel Avosai. Hay Aisi Sade Davasahu v'Hay Aisi Sade Da'achal Shnei Chazaka. Amar Rav Chista Mali Lo Shaker. Iboy Amar Lei Minok Zivintei V'Achalte Shnei Chazaka. Abaye Varava Lo Sfira Lohu Hadar Rav Chista. Mali Lo Shaker Mokom Edim Lo amrinan. Why do I say this is very unusual Gemara? Because we had it already, deja vu. We saw this Gemara word for word on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, with different Manda Amrim. There it was Rabbah and Abaye, and here it's Rav Chista and Abaye Varava. And Tosus over there pointed out that the Chor, the Gears over there, is Rabbah, because over here Rava is on the side of Abaye, namely all the Rishonim were aware of this distinction, and many Rishonim simply just don't say anything. You know, it just didn't bother them at all. The fact that we have over here, it's just a repeat Gemara without, and Lehefeth, the Rashbam takes it very seriously, you know, explains this, you know, like word for word, very similar to explained over there. There are Rishonim and Achronim who try to distinguish between the two Gemaras in terms of Hukimtos, exactly what are the Edim saying, that the Hayaisi Sahade Davosehu. Are they saying that it once was the belonged to the Avos of Party A, or it always belonged to the Avos of Party A until the very last minute? Of course, the latter would be more of a chiddush, that becholzot the person can claim on his deathbed, in other words, he sold it to me. Minoch zevinte v'chalte shnei chazaka. In any case, in terms of the lamdus of the two sides, matarzin and dibure, lo matarzin and dibure, that we already discussed. That doesn't change very much depending upon who the Manda Amar is, but in Achinami it's a proper question to ask, why would the Gemara repeat itself simply in order to give another set of Manda Amrim, unless, of course, the fact that we had the previous Gemara by Krivei de Ravidi Baravin, we had the Machlokas between Rav Chista and Abaye Varava. So over here, we have a parallel machlokas Abaye v'Rava as to whether Amigo would get off the ground, but it could be for a different reason. Over there, the issue was Kevon de Odi Odi. Over here, it's Amigo Makom Edim. That's totally in the Girsos that we saw. We saw that there were Girsos that understood the previous Gemara as Amigo Makom Edim as well. Okay, in any case, yes? Because of the language of Abaye v'Rava. Abaye v'Rava would have used the same language had they meant the same thing. Right, that the Gemara is coming to contrast to give you a hint how to learn in the previous Gemara. In other words, Kilu Ravashi knew that there would be a suffix in the Girsos, and so Badafka, he brought this Gemara over here. You shouldn't learn the wrong Girsos over there. Maybe. Everything is possible. Okay, but in terms of new business, that starts with the Gemara of Ahuda Amalei. Ahuda Amalei lechavrei mai bois b'hai ara. Amalei minoch zavnei v'achalte shnei chazaka. And therefore, I don't have a shtar, because I've been here already for 3 years, and there was no macha. Ozal aisi sahadei da'achlei tarte shani. And he's still looking around for Edim, but he's not able to find the Edim on the third year. Amar Rav Nachman, what can we do? In terms of the Edim that we have, they basically are Edim against him. Hadra Ara, because he only has Edei Chazaka of 2 years, he should have a shtar. Vahadra Peri, that we have Edim, that he ate for 2 years. So there go the Peros. That takes away his Migo. That's the way the Rashbam over here understands that we're dealing with a situation, we're dealing with an Ukimta, where he doesn't have a Migo, because we have Edim on the Achilas Peros. Yeah, L'chor, that's pretty clear from the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid, Im ta'an v'amar l'peros yaradati ne'eman. Here, the Rashbam, Tosfos in the name of the Rashbam, the Ramban in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashbam, all say that Rav Zvid is not being cholek on Rav Nachman. He is giving us a new kimta, that when this person asked him, what are you doing on my land, rather than his saying, I bought it from you, he says, leperos yeradati. Namely, this is his original taina, mitzchila. This is his original taina that he bought the land. Not that he bought the land, but that he was yored leperos, that he paid for the right of eating the peros. And then the halacha is ne'eman. And the Gemara brings a raya from a Gemara in Shavuos. We'll come back to that Raya. And Hachinami, in other words, parallel to the Gemara in Shavuos, Lo Chotziv Inish Lamechal Pere Delav Didei. What over here is the Gemara telling us? I mean, we have over here Party A claiming that he owns this land, and that Party B is a Gazlan. And Party A has Eidim Lachora that he's a Marikama, that he owns the land. There's no Machlokas. Even Party B agrees that he owns the land. Party B claims, I'm not a Gazlan, I paid you for the right of eating Peros. Okay, so we have over here a Machlokas about Peros, where Party A claims that Party B is a Gazlan, and Party B claims that I purchased the right of eating, of taking these peros. Now, what should be the halacha in such a situation? A classic situation where I'm towing that you're a Gazlan, and you claim that you had permission. It was a matana or whatever. It's the kuach ubiyadi. What's the halacha? Right. So we see who's the muchzak over here. So how do we have? Why are we bringing into the Gemara over here lo chotzev inish? What? So Tosfos was bothered by that. Let's look at Tosfos. V'yim tamar, the last wide line of the top Tosfos. My irya mishum de lo chotzev teipukle mishum de tafis. Midi dehaveya metaltalim she'ena suyim lahashio ulahaskir. Had it been metaltalim shasuyim lahashio ulahaskir, so then the tvisa is not a raya. However, if we're dealing with things she'ena suyim lahashio ulahaskir, yamar lekuchen hin biyadi neman, there we have a classic din of tvisa. That's the difference between peros and ara. By ara, there's a shtar, ach v'shtarcha. By peros, there's no shtar. If there's no shtar, then tvisa is a raya. So Tosfos answers v'yeshlamar de'itzdirich taima de'lo chotziv im loktan v'hiniach b'rishus she'eno shelo de'lo tafis behen. Ukimta. We're dealing with an ukimta, the peros are in no man's land. That there is no one who has toe-faced these peros, they exist, they were picked, but currently no one has a tfisa on them. And then our question is, we have A being toein yira gazlan, and B being toein, I purchased the right to these peros from you. So here the Gemara brings in a rule, lo chotziv inish de gemechal pere de lav dilei. How do you understand this statement of the Gemara of lo chotziv inish? What role does lo chotziv inish play when we have over here a toein who has no raya other than a taina, a nitan who has no raya other than a taina, and we have this lo chotziv inish? What role does lo chotziv inish play? What are the two options over here for what role lo chotziv inish is playing? We'll talk at a priori, in other words, without linking it in with Rishonim, although I think it's Malkus Rishonim, yes? Okay, then we have over here an objective raya. Like the Gemara speaks about Ein Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Ba'al Chovo, and therefore, if he is claiming this kanere, he's correct. We have a halacha that Ein Isham Mi'iza Paneha Bifnei Baila. I mean, we have certain rules of human behavior, certain rules of human etiquette. People don't do certain things, and therefore, we have a raya that Party B is correct. We have an objective raya that Party B is correct. That's one way of understanding. What is the alternative way of understanding? What's the alternative way of understanding? Again, we have a taina of Party A against a taina of Party B, and no one currently is physically muchzak on the peros. What would Bezdin normally do on this circumstance? Let's say we didn't have lo chotziv inish. What would Bezdin have done with the peros? What? I don't think so. Over here, there is another factor in the picture.
Makes them have more bari.
We have a bari and a bari, yes? Maybe Cholkin, but we have over here a Marikama. We have a Marikama. Everyone agrees that A is the Marikama on the Peros. The question is as to whether these Peros have moved over to B. Itachen, that would have been the din of Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. That these Peros, everyone agreed that as they, in other words, that at a certain point, the Eitzim from which the Peros came belonged to A. The question is as to whether B bought the rights to these Peros. Itachen would have gone after the Marikama. Comes along Golchatsiv Inish and changes the weight of the two tainas, not as a birur, not as an objective birur, but rather in terms of the subjective probability as to whom is correct. Namely, that classically, if let's say we have someone who claims that he bought something, that he's a lokeach, and we don't necessarily say that we have a birur that it belongs to him because he's holding on to it. We say that, in other words, in terms of weighing the relative weight of each side, this side is a marikama, this side has tfisa, so in terms of metaltalim, we're going to give it to the side of the tfisa, that possession is 9/10 of the law. Doesn't mean that he has a birur that it belongs to him, but simply in terms of the ne'emanos of a baal din, he has more of a ne'emanos because he's holding on to it. Yitachein, the lochotzev inish is simply a din ne'emanos of the taina, not a birur, but simply when we weigh the fact here on one side we have a marikama, on the other side we have lochotzev inish. Had we not had lochotzev inish, and had we not had a tfisa, we would have given to marikama. Once we have lochotzev inish, so now the balance of the tainas is changed, and now we're going to give it to the person of lochotzev inish. Let's try and give a nafgamina that would strengthen the two sides of the hakira. Would this individual have to take a shvuas heses? Would be the person who claims leperos yeradity, would he take a shvuas heses? No, what's the halacha? If you have a birur, do you take a shvuas heses? If you have ne'emonos, do you take a shvuas heses? If you had edim, you wouldn't take a shvuas heses. When you have an objective birur, you don't take a shvuas heses. When it's your word against someone else's word, and Bezin is going to give it to you because of, you know, the tfisa, because of lahadam, v'chule, then you take a shvuas heses. If we go back a minute, within Baba Basra, in the first perek, there's one sugya that deals with the world of Toin v'nitan. That's on Daf Heyamud Beis. Over there, the Gemara deals with the chazaka. Chazaka, ein adam poreya toch zmano. This again is something that is built into human nature. Human nature, people don't pay back loans when the loan hasn't yet come due. So the Gemara says in the second wide line, Hilchasa k'Rish Lakish, we paskin like Rish Lakish that we have this chazaka, de ein adam poreya toch zmano, va'afilu miyasme. And even if those who are the lovim are yesomim, af agav do'amar mar habali parim nechzi yesomim lo yipara ela b'shvua, chazaka lo avid inish depara b'go zimne. That this chazaka, that a person doesn't pay toch zimne, overrides a shvua samishna, overrides a nishba v'notel of yesomim. Kalvachomer, the Menoshel Kalvachomer would override a Shvuas Heses. Namely, that when we have a Chazaka, when we have an objective Birur, then that overrides the Shvuas Heses. So if over here, Lochotzev Inish is a Birur, parallel to Ein Adam Pareya Tochsmano, Ein Adam Meyes Panafnei Baalchovo, if it's a Birur, there would be no Shvuah over here. If on the other hand, it's a Ne'emonas of the Baal Davar, that we have Taina A against Taina B, and in terms of the Bezdin's deciding the probability of who is correct, they give it to B, then we have a takana of Rav Nachman that B has to be nishba a shvuas heses, that A shouldn't feel as though he was robbed, that we have a shvu over here, lefayis daito of the toveya. Why do I think this may be machlokes rishonim? We have a machlokes rishonim in terms of the ukimta over here of lo chotzev inish. the case which I skipped, which the Gemara brings as a raya, appears to be a situation where someone is announcing in advance that which he is about to do. What exactly he is about to do is also machlokas rishonim. Is he about to cut down a dekel? Is he about to reap the fruits of a dekel? That we'll come to. But he is announcing it in advance. I'm on my way to do X and Y. So then the Gemara says that even though the owner of the dekel screams, I never gave you permission, we have this rule of lo chatzuf inish. No one would be so chatzuf to be a brazen-faced liar and to either cut down a dekel or take peros that don't belong to him. Okay? What about our case? Is our case also a situation where he's making this public declaration and then he's going to eat the peros? So Tosa says, lo chatzuf inish, lav mishum de ko'amar befarhesia, azul ve'igdere ko'amar de lo chatzuf, da filu liket betzina, nami shayach lo chatzuf inish, im lo shelokacham derech geneva. And we have over here three options. Option number one is where he announces, puts an ad in the newspaper, I'm about to go and be yored for peros. The other extreme is where he comes in the middle of the night with a ski mask over his face and he's taking the peros. And the middle case is he comes during the day, quietly, and begins taking the peros. He didn't announce it. He's not wearing a ski mask. He's simply taking it both in sanua. What exactly is our case? The raya from Ezel the Igdere appears to be where the person's putting an ad in the newspaper. Tosa says, no, that's totally unnecessary. We're dealing over here with a case where the person simply is taking it. All of Chachmei Sfarad did not feel that Tosfos fits in to the flow of the Gemara. The Ramban over here on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis points out that the Ikala Meida Kocha. The Dibur Amaskul Lav Miyamar. E Kasha, how can you bring a raya from the case of Nokit Magla Vituvila? Hasa Mishum de Meikara, Damar Meikara Hachihu Shineemon. There he announced it in the newspapers. That's the Lochotze finish. Iko Lamemar, says the Ramban, Hachanami. Kevon de Moshech Zimne, Mefarsama Milsa de Achila, Velochotzef Lamechal Ara, the Lav Dile. That middle case, in other words, where he doesn't put an ad in the paper, there could be two ukimtot. One ukimta is, simply he went on the field one day. The other is he's going on the field day after day for a period of 2 years. That is the equivalent of putting an ad in the paper. Namely, doing something over a long period of time allows for it to be mitparsem, and that brings about the lochotzev inish. The Rashba also uses the same language as the Ramban. The Ritva takes it one step further. The Ritva on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Haiman de Maket Nagla. V'yim Tomar, says the Ritva, and Dibra Maslow v'itoim, Hech domezeh lahud enokat magla v'tuvila, upiresh kodem sha'asa klum, v'tirtzu dekevan d'achilas peras, hu inyan nimshach bazol shepirsem kain me'ikara, or kizo shepirsem kain me'ikara domi, l'gabi chazoka d'lo chotzif. Avol mori, l'chora, this is the Ra'o, because it's certainly not the Ramban or the Rashba, Avol Mori, Naturechmanofar, Kemefaresh, Delo Mairi Elokishato Ankein, Umefarsem Kodem Sheyochal. Elokishato Ankein, Umefarsem Kodem Sheyochal. That we're dealing over here either with a passive piersum, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, or an active piersum. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosa says that afilu liket betzina name shayach lo chotzif inish kol zmanim lo lekacham derech geneva. As long as there is no middle of the night ski cap, then that's already enough. Okay, so according to Chachmei Sfarad, we need a darga of piersum. According to Tosos, there's no need for any piersum. As long as it's not derech geneva, we apply lo chotzev inish. Now, can you link the shitas? We have two understandings of lo chotzev inish. One understanding of lo chotzev inish is that we have a birur. The other understanding of lo chotzev inish is that we have a nemonos of the ba'al davar. Who lechaora is pushing towards the object of birur? And who would suffice with the din of ne'emonos? Yes? I would say no. I would say that if you're dealing with an object of birur, then the fact that this, you know, that the pirsum, that's what gives it, the lochotz of inish would come from the pirsum, that someone is going to be so brazen as to put an ad in the paper when this is all just a farce, it's just a fraud. That already would be a birur, lochotz of inish, that no one would go so far as to announce something in advance if really it's just a fraud. That's what would appear to me, that would be going in the direction that we have over here an object of birur. Masha'en can, according to Tosos, that the person is taking it ba'ofen sanua, just that he's not lokeach derech geneva, to call that an object of birur, you know, that appears to me to be a din of ne'emonos, like we have a ne'emonos of tfisa, so we have over here a ne'emonos of lochotzivinish, namely more subjective rather than being objective. In other words, something which is simply, if we have to decide who has the more rights to this, the marikama or this individual who has been taking both in sanua, so then we'll give it the lochotzivinish is more the mokum sanua, but the cholzot he would require a shvuas heses. Masha'enken, if it was mefursam, then yitachen, that's already a birur, and doesn't require a shvua at all. I'm just offering this as perhaps, that because of the, in other words, in terms of the language within the Rishonim, we find that the Rashbam says, ne'eman de masha ochal mafreya ubi shvuas heses. Namely, so if we use shvuas heses as a nafkamina, so he is saying it's a din of ne'emanos. But, as to what the whether there's a raya from the nature of the ukimta or not, it appears to me that there should be a raya from the nature of the ukimta. Okay. One more. Yes.
I think by chazak on the field, we said that derech geneva means that you come and go, like you come for a short period of time and leave when the balance is coming. So could it be that derech geneva and chazak should also mean that you're there for not so long? Is it the same as other Rishonim?
Yeah, could be. It's possible. In other words, but Tosfos clearly goes out of his way to say lav mishum dekama befarhesia. In other words, that this is not, even though the Gemara brought a raya from a case of farhesia, don't think that farhesia has anything to do with the rule. That simply happened to be the ukimta over there, but it would apply as long as imgolo kacham derech geneva. Masha'enken, the Rishonei Sfarad were tried to view this as a direct continuity from the farhesia previously. Either we have over here a passive farhesia given the time, or we actually have, as the Ritva says, an ukimta that hu hadin over here. We're dealing with a situation where he was mefarsem in advance, I'm going down to eat peros. Tosus asks the question and gives an answer, but he doesn't necessarily explain his answer. If you look in Tosus, the same Tosus we learned already, Yitoin Vomer LePeros Yeradati, about 10 lines from the bottom of Tosus, so it says, V'im Tomar, Ki lo amar name LePeros Yeradati, Ela aisi sahade do'achal shnei shanim, Ki hach d'shmaisen. Yehe ne'emon b'ta'anose b'migo di b'yomar l'peiros yeradati. Why did the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Hananel come on to say the Rav Zvid is a whole new case? U'l'chatzchila he's towing l'peiros yeradati. Why didn't they understand Rav Zvid as being a migo? That here we have this person who claimed he bought it. He was only able to bring Edom on 2 years. So Rav Nachman Paskin, he loses everything. Why don't we say that he has a migo? He could have claimed l'peiros yeradati. Then he would have been believed. So at least he shouldn't lose the peiros. At least he shouldn't lose the peiros based on his migo. The migo is a nemonis baldavar, it's a biruer, and we have over here no mokom edim, right? In other words, or we have over here. We have no mokom edim because he's, in other words, he's not claiming that he didn't eat the fruit, he's claiming the peiros yeradity. So we have edim, he ate peiros. He agrees he ate peiros. There's no steer against the edim. So v'im tomar kilo amar nami leperos yeradati ele aisi sade do achal shnei shanim ki hach de shmeisen yehim not emon betanasi v'migo di boy amar leperos yeradati lav pirchahi the ein zem migo sharei bo letzvo agam hakarka adka. What is this new rule about migo? What is the new rule about migo? Now, he originally claimed that the land is his, that he bought it and he lost his shtar. He can only bring Edom for 2 years. Rav Nachman says he loses everything, the karka and the peiros. Tosas asks, why should he lose the peiros? Choron, the peiros, he has migo, the peiros yeradati. Tosas answers, he can't use the migo, shaharei bo letzvo agam hakarka. Yes? Okay, this is what the Ramban gives a title to. The Ramban sort of asks the same question as Tosfos and gives a rule with a, you know, with a title that L'chora, I think, is what Tosfos means as well. The Ramban says that he asks the same question, Shein Ne'eman with this Migo, V'kibalti b'piruk kushi azo, I understood that the answer to this question is the migo ligroa lo amrinan. We had a rule, migo lahotzi lo amrinan, migo the ha'oza lo amrinan, migo ligroa lo amrinan. Klomar, ein omer migo diyochi lememar leperos yeradati, v'haya ne'eman leperos, ki omar lekuchahi biyodi yehe ne'eman leperos, devadai shikurei meshaker, v'haid lo amar leperos yeradati, neshehu rotze la'atzmo, af gufa shel karka, lofikach lo he minuhu af leperos, the holeka lamemar mali l'shaker, hari lahanos atzmo rotze l'shaker. Namely, migo is always a reserved taina that you would have gotten to the same result in a manner that you would have been believed. But if you would have never gotten to the same result, you claim that the land is yours. Your migo is that the peros are yours, but the land really belongs to the owner, to the marikama, and that you bought the right of the peiros, that's not called the migo. There's no halfway station in terms of a migo. Pum fakert. What's the whole concept of migo? It's a birur. Why did I use this taina? Can I always tell you the truth? Because if I wanted to lie, I could have lied better. This is not a better lie. You used the taina of lekachtia because you wanted to get the field. You would never have used the taina of peiros yeradati because that would only give you the peiros. Namely, we're never going to use amigo to give you 50% of what you would, of what you actually claimed, because you, that reserve taina on itself, there's no raya from the fact that you weren't towing it, that you're telling the truth. Pum fakert. You weren't towing that taina because that taina would only give you 50%, and you wanted 100%. That's why you claimed the claim that you claimed. That's the Ramban's principle. Amigo ligroa lo amrinan. The explanation of the Ramban fits very nicely again into our hakira. Is migo a birur or a koach taina? Which explanation over here is the Ramban using? Birur or koach taina? Birur, 100%. He says, the whole concept of migo is mali l'shaker, over here, pum faker. You didn't use this taina because it wouldn't have helped you. It wouldn't have given you that which you are being towing. We have over here a raya from the fact that you didn't use this taina because, in other words, that had you used this taina, it would have pointed out that what you're being towing currently is a sheker. You didn't use it because you didn't want to contradict yourself. That's not considered to be a migo. Were we to have a principle of koach taina, if migo were to be a din in koach taina, could we conceive of a migo ligroa? Yes, Daniel?
You could, but you could also say that.
Then it's an open question. Maybe, yes. In other words, that again, we're simply going to transfer a ne'emonus that would work 50%. Okay, we transfer the ne'emonus. Or maybe no, because again, you can't split a person's original taina and give him halfway ne'emonis. That's not what he was towing. You know, it's the even on the level of koach taina. But the language of the Ramban over here, even though previously I wanted to state that maybe that's machlokus between Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Sfard, that Chachmei Ashkenaz assume, Bali Atosus assume that Migo is a din and birur, and Chachmei Sfard assumed that's koach taina, with Nafkamina being Migo de Ha'aza. But over here, the Ramban clearly is using the terminology of the world of Birur. Okay. Okay. Let's just continue a little bit in the Gemara. Gemara then continues. E hachi. I mean, we're going to come back to the... I know I skipped the Raya from Shuas. We'll come back to that. I don't know, we'll come back today, but we'll come back to that. I hachi asked the Gemara, I hachi ara name. I hachi ara name. What over here is the Havamina of the Gemara, I hachi ara name? Yes? Machokas Rashbam and Tosis. Okay, how does the Rashbam learn? Ihachi ara name. That if we have this birur slash ne'emanus called rochatziv, ki toin zevinte minach lehemne below ede chazaka, the rochatziv inish lamechas la ara delavdi dehu ulamechal peroseha. How does Tosis learn? Okay. The Maide Parishis Leel Deino Neemon Ella Beperos Shalakat Kfar Avo Mikano Lahaba Eino Neemon Afilu Beperos Sarach Lefaresh Afilu Ara Im Hutoen Shahakarka Shelo Shelakha Lo Yachzir Peros Shekvar Achal Avo Karka Pshita Sheyachzir Deino Neemon Lehaba. That the lochotziv inish only applies to the avar, not to the osid, and therefore can only apply to peirosh ochal, not to the karka, which has an aspect of osid in it as well. What over here is machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Okay, point I want to think about. Think about what over his Machlokas Rashi the Tosfos. What's the answer of the Gemara? So Gemara answers, Ara Aminam Le Achve Shtarcha. I hachi peira name, peira name, shtara le peiri lo avdi inche. Over here, in terms of the Maskon of the Gemara, peira, shtara le peiri lo avdi inche. There's a machokas Rishonim that I didn't send you to, but you should, you know, if you don't mind looking at it now. There's a Rashi in Shavuos. On Daf Memvav Amud Beis Dibur Hamaschil Miyasme. And there is a Yad Ramah a little later on Daf Lamed Vav. It's in the Yad Ramah, it goes according to Simanim, it's Siman Ayin He. You don't have to go through the entire Siman, just look for the words of Shtara and Metaltalim, namely, Lo Avde lends itself to two Perushim, which, you know, so we have Machlokas shown in terms of the two Perushim. But in terms of what was the Machlokas between the Rashbam and Tosos, that I'd like you to think about. That's A. B, getting, moving back to Ezil va'agdere gadikla, the raya that the Gemara is bringing, Haiman denoket magla v'tuvila, what exactly is the perush of the word agdere? So you saw over here that Tosfos has two options, and he brings a raya or a kashya, as you want it, from the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. I forgot to ask you to look also in the Rambam and the Ravid. We also have Machlokes of Rambam and Ravid. It's in Perek Tes, Hilchos, Toin Benitan, Halacha Vav, not mistaken. Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, Magid Mishnah there as well. And the Tosas over here has parallels also in Baba Kama on Daf Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, what's quoted over here, Tosas Visham, and also in Shavuos on Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph Visham. In other words, the three, so look at the three Tosos, Tosas here, Tosas in Baba Kama, and Tosas in Shavuos, and the Rambam and the Ravid, to try and understand what exactly are the two options of learning the sugya, and what's the machlokas between the two options. Okay, so that, you know, we'll start off with next time, but what I'd like to next time move into is the sugya of Naskla Derev Abba, that according to the schedule we set for ourselves, we said there'll be three more shiurim and then there'll be a chazara. So in the sugya of Naskla Derev Abba, I'd like you to learn the Gemara until the two dots on Daf Lamed Dalet and Lamed Aleph. But really, the sugya can be divided into three parts. I don't know if we'll get through all three parts within three shiurim. But I'd like to be, in other words, one part is simply the yesod of the Gemara, that mechuyav shvua sheino yachol lishava, chol mechuyav shvua sheino yachol lishava, mishalet. To try and understand first this concept. Then the second part of the sugya is why the alternative options that Rabbi Ami brought up are no good. Heikin adayana lahaydina, Rishlam is no good. Right? This is no good. Why are those options no good? And finally, the context of the sugya, Hainu Naskla Derev Abba, we find Abaye disagreeing. What are the pros and cons to compare this to the case of one aid on 3 years of eating of chazakah? So there are three issues. So we'll take it in that order. First, the yesod of Mechuyav Shvuah V'Yenechol Lishav V'Meshalem. Then the options, the alternative options in the sugya that are knocked off. And then finally, just to be able to read the Gemara as seamlessly as possible. In terms of Mechuyav Shvuah V'Yenechol Lishav V'Meshalem, I'd like you to go in the following order if possible. In Shvuas, there's a Mishnah that begins, the last parak of Shavuos, that begins on Mem Dalet Amid Beis and moves over to Mem Hei Amud Aleph. It's a Mishnah going over an entire Amud, more than an Amud of Gemara. The Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amid Beis deals with what's the halacha if a choshud is supposed to take a Shavuah. What do we do if the person has to take a Shavuah is not allowed to take the Shavuah because of his background, because of his past? And then the Gemara, the Mishnah of Mem Hei Amud Aleph, deals with what happens if the two parties, both the Toin and the Nitan, are both Chashudim, Shneim Chashudim, namely the option of switching the Shvuah from party A to party B, Kenegdo Yeshava V'Yeshalem, no longer exists. So to see the two Psakim in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis and Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and then see the Sugi that deals with this, from Daf and Shvuah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, from the words Hayu Shneim Chashudim, it's the third line of the Gemara, until the two dots on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara over there and Rashi. That's the sugya of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Lishava Meshalem. That's what the sugya brings in. Maybe it's based on Psukim, maybe it's based on a Svara, maybe Bechal is a Machokis Amorayim on this, just to note what the background is. After you see the background, then the order what we'll learn over here, first to learn the Tosas on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, you'll see that there is where you want to get to is about two thirds of the way into Tosfos. It says v'nira l'ri, nira l'ri. But before that, there is a Rivam who disagrees with the Ri. And then, we'll take it first, there's, in terms of how Tosfos used Mitoch Shenach Lishava, so there's also a Tosfos in Baba Metzia on Daf Tzadichet Amad Aleph. Dibur Hamaschil. Mitoch, it's a small Tosfos. And earlier in Baba Metzia, on Daf Hey, Amad Aleph, there's a Tosfos, Dibur Hamaschil Shekenegdo. And then there was a third Tosfos, yeah, the Tosfos in Baba Kama. On Daf Mem Vav Amad Aleph, Dibur Hamaschil Va'afilu. Those Tosfos I'd like you to see. I don't know whether we'll get much beyond that next time, if we'll get, you know, if we'll be able to accomplish that. Where we're going to be moving from there is to the Shita of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Baal HaMor, the Ramban, the Ravid. They're, fortunately or unfortunately, they're all in Shavuos over there on the Sugya on Daf Mem Zayin, but you can't understand our Sugya without having to see the various options of Mekli Yoshua in Achol Yishava. Then we'll be able to, in other words, to continue within the local Gemara. But first, we'll have to see this Gemara. You know, it's generally Cheskas Habatim happens to be where, you know, sort of things radiated out of Cheskas Habatim. Over here we have a sugya that Dafka is really a Shavuos sugya, but to understand the Gemara, we'll have to go back to the Gemara over there in Shavuos. Okay, so that Bli Neder we'll do on Yom Revi'i, and then I'll see if it's, and without compromising, if we can finish the sugya within a week and a half, fine. If not, well, then we'll just leave part of the sugya for after the Chazara. Okay. Just you shouldn't hear from anyone else. Baruch Hashem, my wife and I had a granddaughter on Thursday night.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.